Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Look at this. We're all here. There's Danielle and Scotty B.
Hello.
And there's Gary.
Hi.
Straight Nate is here. Yeah. There's Garrett. There's Gandhi. And of course, our special guest, Diamond.
Yay, Diamond!
You know, it seems like every year we have that same conversation, but it's always relevant. Weird smells that you love. Mm-hmm. Like, I know Danielle loves beer burps and gasoline.
Oh, and don't forget pool floats.
Pool floats. So Diamond, according to Gandhi and her Sauce on the Side podcast, has a new one to add to the list. Take it away, Gandhi. Introduce your guest, Diamond.
So this is my very good friend, Diamond. I love her so much.
Yeah, sure.
She joined me on my podcast last week, and because I want to get to know all the people on the show who don't have a segment on the air specifically, and they have a lot to say. They're interesting. So in talking to Diamond, we were just kind of getting to know her. She brought this up. I did not. She brought it up on her own. She said that she likes the smell of something. Now, she's going to say she didn't say she liked it. I have the audio. But go on, Diamond. The smell.
I said that I am intrigued by the smell of rotten egg farts, okay?
Oh, God.
You mean that
sulfur smell?
Yes. So I'm intrigued.
Oh, God.
I don't necessarily like it, but it opens up a doorway for me. Like,
well,
whoa.
Because the doorway was open.
Yeah. So this came out of your body. What did you eat? Like, what's going on inside of you that makes that rotten egg smell come out of you? So I want to know. If I smell it come from someone, I'm like, hey, what'd you eat today? What's going on? Are you allergic to anything?
Are you
going to
ask
any intolerance?
Them that?
Absolutely, especially if you fart in front of me.
You're crazy.
If you fart in front of me, it's fair game.
You interview the farter?
Absolutely.
But does your exhaust ever smell good, or is it always just a poopy smelling
fart? Oh, well, a lot of my farts are, they don't smell. Which is why I fart all the time. And I'm okay with telling people that I do. You don't
so
smell.
So you're in it for the sound.
Do you ever announce
every
it?
Every once in a while.
I just farted.
Every once in a while, I'm sure you give us a foul one. There's got to be a foul
one. She
did
yesterday. She told me not to breathe as I walked through her
He's
studio.
He's a liar. This
so
man
one
talks
got,
about
it. It slipped by the goalie.
Yeah.
Scotty is—he preys on my insecurity.
You literally just said I farted. Because, don't breathe.
No, okay, but then he walks in just because I'm paranoid. I'm like, I don't want it to. And you know how like your stomach could be hurting you all day, and that 1 second of relief, and then somebody walks in, and you're like, oh great, now whatever. Okay, so I gave him a heads up because I couldn't smell anything. But you never know sometimes. This man continued on for like 30 minutes saying that it was a horrible smell in there, and everyone who came in after him didn't smell anything.
Because I wafted it in here. When I walked in, I brought it back in.
Such a loser.
And he trapped it in there with the door.
I gotta say, I'm kind of offended. You've never floated an air biscuit in front of me. You never.
She probably
you're
has.
Offended. You know,
I've done it all the time. You just don't know. No. Oh.
She does all
you don't smell it. You don't hear it. I announce it.
Mm-hmm. Is it just like.
Yeah.
Like
that? No, God.
Okay. Well, anyway, so add that to our list. Sulfur smelling rotten egg farts. Yeah. That's under Diamond's list, by the way.
Glad that's under her and not all of
you know what's funny? On that subject, my dog Sawyer, all of a sudden within the last 2 days, has been audibly farting and scaring himself. Dogs generally, they don't make noise usually when they fart. It just goes psst. And they don't realize it, but he's been farting, and he scares himself, and he walks out of the room.
Oh, my gosh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
God, Gandhi just laughs.
I'm sorry. Dog farts are so bad. Dog farts are like protein farts at the gym. They're terrible. Ugh.
And they squeak. I mean, my dogs sleep right next to me all night on the bed, and everyone's probably, you hear this little fart. That's all you hear. Hey, since we have you in here, Diamond, let's talk to Diamond. Let's find out more about what's going on in your life. What's new?
What's going on? Oh, I almost lost it on my doctor yesterday. How about that?
What happened?
I almost lost it on my doctor yesterday. You ready for this
one? Why?
Yeah. Because I have a clean bill of health and it doesn't explain my weight gain, okay? We need to get into this. I was so irritated. I don't understand how someone could be so irritated by like having a clean bill of health.
Did they test your thyroid and everything?
Absolutely, everything. Okay. I know I should be grateful. I am grateful. Yeah. Thankful. I'm healthy. But babe, what's going on? I'm like,
it could be a lot of different things. Yeah. It's hard to pinpoint it maybe.
It could be working on this show.
It could be. Well, so she is here. Diamond, I think, is one of the hardest workers ever. She will be here sometimes from overnight. So she'll come in at what, like 1 a.m.?
Yeah.
1 a.m. And she'll be here until 4. What time are you leaving today?
Today is a little bit later than usual, but yeah, like 4 or 5.
Yeah. She'll be here for a very long time. I think it could be her sleep schedule.
Lack of sleep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, listen, I get my 8 hours. You see, I take a nap when I'm tired, all of that. So I'm like, what's going on? You know what this woman gave me when I was leaving her office yesterday?
What'd she give me?
What?
A referral for a nutritionist. I'm like, miss. Are you crazy? Listen, come on.
Why is it a bad thing that she's trying to give you a referral for
because
a nutritionist?
We need to get to the root of the problem. Also, and I don't think it's like the food intake. I mean, I've been cheating lately, but you know.
Can we talk about when Diamond says her weight gain?
Yeah.
How many pounds we're talking about?
I can't get below a 5 pound, what do you want to call it? Radius scale swing.
Wait, you've gained 5 pounds?
In a month. That's a lot. I'm like, come on. I want to get back down. I need to lose at least 10 pounds. I've been trying for 3 months. Well, what's going on?
By the way, nutritionists do more than just help you count calories, look at protein rates and things.
Yeah.
They also talk about your sleep. They talk about water weight gain. Yeah. They talk about everything that goes into your whole self. So maybe you should go talk to one. You may learn something new.
I'll give you some advice.
Here we go.
I know exactly. I have a food list of things that you should eat and you shouldn't eat. And just stick to that for a week or so and come back to me.
Okay, send it to me.
I will.
Coming from Scary,
that is good advice because he does it every year.
Yeah.
And I know then exactly he has another list of things to eat the next quarter of the year to gain that weight back.
Exactly. I got both lists for you.
Yeah,
he's got two lists.
I'll take it. Fine.
Yeah. She was outraged yesterday when she called me. Will you believe this shit? I have a clean bill of health. I was like, ma'am, please be excited about that. Yeah. That is great. You should be happy.
I mean, people are saying one little sentence to doctors these days and they're getting put on Ozempic. And I'm trying to find the actual cause of the problem. And I get a referral to a nutritionist. Well, are you kidding?
You know what my neurologist said to me? She said, you want to get rid of your headaches? Quit your job. And I go, why? She goes, because you're not sleeping. If you're not sleeping, you're not going to help your headaches. And I go, well, I'll need another solution, please. Because that's not happening.
That'll be a new headache. Yeah.
Well, there could be many solutions to your issue, Diamond. Maybe you should treat each one individually and see which one is the one that's the culprit. But we love you. You look great.
Love you.
All Diamond has to do is read the comments, Elvis, on the end of this video, because everyone's going to leave their comments of how Diamond can lose the weight. That's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. I don't think
we have 1,000 nutritionists listening every minute of the day. We love you, Diamond.
I love you. Mean it.
No problem.
I think she looks amazing too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You don't need to change one iota.
It's growing.
You look wonderful. Hey, so let's talk about St. Patrick's Day. The plans. I know that a lot of us are going to be at the Staten Island. What do they call it?
St. Patrick's Day Parade.
God, I'm sorry. I'm so out of it. So tired. St. Patrick's Day Parade, the all inclusive one, and a lot of great response for the very first year of this particular parade. And so that's it. You know, Garrett has been such. He's been so vocal about this parade on Staten Island because, well, it's his home. Like, why is this hitting so close to home for you?
I mean, it's childhood. It's those core memories of hanging out on the parade march that goes up and down Forest Avenue. You know, hanging out with your best friends and celebrating. I'm the only Irish one on the show, just pointing that out. Celebrating your heritage and just having fun and not caring about, you know, the outside world for anywhere from, you know, a half hour to 3 hours, depending on what you do. Or if you wake up very early, you know, 10 hours of the day. It's a party, you know. And I think, Elvis, you and Alex were very vocal and very motivational in making this happen. And I started thinking, like, is this how Macy's started their parade? You know what I mean? Like, one day people are like, let's have a parade. Like, this could be huge in the coming years. Like, and this is only year one.
Yeah, year one. Keep in mind, if you're not familiar with the story, Staten Island has had a St. Patrick's Day or St. Patrick's Parade for many, many years, but the people in charge never, ever allowed any organizations from the LGBTQ community. And a lot of people thought that was unfair. A lot of businesses wouldn't open up out of retaliation or out of conversation. And a lot of high school bands wouldn't march. But now our new parade will have all those things. And this is not a gay pride parade at all. It's a parade that just includes everyone.
Yeah.
It seems like the logical thing to do. And a lot of the citizens of Staten Island are very, very happy it's happening.
And you know what I think, too? All the people that are having the snide comments online, they will be there. They might be there quietly, but they still will be there because they'll realize the fun that they're missing out on. So as you watch this, because I know you all are right now, we will see you at the parade on Sunday.
Absolutely. And who doesn't love a parade? We have beautiful weather on the way, so I'm excited to hang out with some of our friends, and it's going to be great.
I love a parade. Awesome. I love the drinking and eating that goes on after the parade.
Absolutely. And during. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what? Many people celebrate St. Patrick's Day for different reasons.
That's right.
Some are religious. Some are let's just eat, drink, and be merry.
You know how many bars?
Irish heritage?
You know how many bars have reached out to me and a few friends going, hey, what's it going to take to get the show to come to the... Like, we could honestly do a bar crawl right up and down Forest Avenue post-parade.
Oh, Scary's so mad. All the talent fees he could be missing out. He's missing out on.
No, not on this day. This day is all about celebrating and eating and drinking and being merry. Absolutely.
Wonder if I'm better off Ubering fee required. On Sunday.
I just
maybe.
Yeah, the corn.
I think you should think about it.
The corned beef farts on Monday though will not be pleasant.
And keep in mind, St. Patrick's Day is falling on this parade falling on a Sunday, so you got a Monday morning to deal with. So
right.
So it's gonna be fun.
Wear your green on Sunday, and we are so happy that this is finally happening. It's a big deal for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. So cool.
What else is on your minds today, people? I'm
going to go hang out. A core childhood memory. I get to go hang out with the Ghostbusters at the Ghostbuster house today.
Show your shirt to the camera.
Yeah, your shirt is so cool.
Wow. Oh, he's wearing his Ghostbusters
shirt.
That's so
cool.
I got if I could go back and talk to 6-year-old me right now, I would not believe myself. I mean, growing up, Ghostbusters was my thing. I had all the toys. I even broke my arm playing Ghostbusters at Clove Lakes Park when I was 6 years old. You know, I had the backpack on, running, tripped over myself, broke my left arm. I mean, this movie was everything to me. And
Garrett.
Yeah.
Pull yourself together.
I can't.
Hey, but question, what is going on at the Ghostbusters Firehouse today? What's the big party about?
Because there are new movies coming out, I think, next week, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and they're celebrating the release of the movie. The big movie premiere is tonight in
New
York City.
I'm actually going to the movie premiere tonight, so I'm very excited.
Oh, how cool.
I can't wait. Yeah,
report
can't
back
wait.
Tomorrow.
Is Slimer going to be there or the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
That's CGI stuff. Oh. I mean, it's... come on.
But somebody could be in a Slimer costume.
Sure, yes.
Why not?
But all the Ghostbusters will be there, yeah. And new and old, and, you know, Ecto-1, and, I mean, this is
no.
One, yes.
Ecto-1's going to show up?
Elvis, this is, like, think about our job right now. Last week was ice cream. This week I'm hanging out with the Ghostbusters. I mean.
I know. No, we have pretty cool jobs going on. And, well, you report back tomorrow. Let us know how it works.
I will.
All right. Is there anything else?
That's all she wrote.
That's it.
We're off going to Atlantis, once. Paradise Island, and Nippy Whiff, the Food and Wine Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
All right. Is there anything else? Going once, going twice. Done. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Adjourned.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.